Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. You hear this every night from me. And you know why I keep saying it? Because some of you still aren't involved. You're still not engaged. You're still not doing some of the things that you could be doing to make life a lot better, not just for you, but for those around you. And some of you are doing it, and God bless you for doing so. You know how I am about this stuff. I got a one-track mind. Either get involved, get engaged, or back down. Be quiet. Don't say anything. You know, I mean, seriously. What do you guys... I'm not a sports freak. So what do they call some of you guys? Monday morning quarterback. That's it. Right? Don't be a Monday morning quarterback. Get involved in the race. Get involved in the fight, if you would. Yeah, I know. It's windy here today. My hair's all over the place. What do you want from me? No, we're not outside. but in all seriousness, you know, all we're hearing about is what's going on in Memphis. It's almost like there's nothing else going on in any other part of the world, any place, for any reason. There is a lot more happening. I mean, the lines coming over our people coming over our border, illegals coming over the border, is sinful. We can't handle all these people. There's no way to do this. And it's not being heartless. They're coming up here with flags from other countries, waving those flags. Are they really coming here for help? You have to ask. Why would you be waving flags from other countries coming here for asylum or for whatever it is you are coming here for? Yeah, I'm not a believer that they're all here for the right reasons. Sorry. I told you, grew up in an Italian neighborhood. And when I say Italian neighborhood, I don't mean a place that had a lot of pizza joints. I mean a place that actually had people around that spoke mostly Italian and broken English. And every celebration that there was, every single one of them when I was a kid, they held an American flag and an Italian flag side by side. They were proud of their Italian heritage. I'm proud of my Italian heritage, but I'm an American. I'm a patriot. I'd fight for this country before I'd fight for any other country. And I'm not what we used to jokingly refer to as a Heinz 57, where you had... People, you know, you really can't, you don't know what your ancestry is, right? No. My ancestry is total Italian, well, Italian / Sicilian. So, really, they wanted to be in this country. They wanted to be here for all the right reasons. They loved this country. They came here for another chance. a chance at freedom, a chance at the American way of life. And don't tell me there isn't an American way of life, because there's very much an American way of life. The American dream, the dream of freedom, of being your own boss, is still very much alive and active. And you know what's funny is that people actually did come here for a better life the right way. They are trying to figure out what the heck is going on. And you've got long-timers here from Mexico and other places in the country trying to figure out why are you allowing this? Why are you? Why are us? Why are we-ins allowing this to happen in our country? All this lawlessness. They came here for law. The ones that really want to live a good lifestyle, who really want to take advantage of the American dream, who really want things the right way, they came here for all the right reasons. And now they're looking around going, oh my God, this place is just as corrupt, becoming just as lawless as the country I came from. How often do you hear, Kamala Harris come out and say, these people they're running away from these regimes that, are lawless, they do what they want to do. I'm sorry, anybody else hear that? Anybody else actually find that funny like I do? They don't hear themselves. Hey, come on, we talk about this on this show all the time. They're so self-aware, it's almost scary. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Before Brad Dink is going to join us in this hour tonight. Always appreciate his time with me. Eric Adams, again, a Democrat, screamed at both the governor of Texas and the governor of Florida, among others. How cold and heartless and cruel we were. Because we wouldn't take care of those people coming over the border. They were just coming here for a better life. We should do everything we could to welcome them in and take care of them. And when they screamed about money, when these governors said, look, we can't financially handle this. This isn't right. They pushed back. These Democrat, governors and males pushed back. And now, Mayor Eric Adams, he's pleading with the White House for help. Gee, why don't you just suck it up? Man up. Deal with it, Eric. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dinkins right after this.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. I keep telling you that. Head up to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there. Brad Dacus, he is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me. And Brad, you know, I really do appreciate the time with me. Now, listen, tell people what PJI is, what they do, and what they're all about, and how they can help you.
Well, certainly. Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute is a very unique legal organization in that, without charge, we defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, and we're really unique in that, first, we don't just cherry-pick, high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to those areas of justice. And we're also unique in that we have offices actually all over the country. No organization has 28 offices in 21 states. We do. We just opened one in Nashville, Tennessee, and we're looking to open up another one. We haven't announced it yet, but it's another state, so it'll be 22 states in the near future, it looks like.
Why would you need one in Nashville, Tennessee? Isn't that in the middle of the Bible Belt?
You'd think, but there's that blue blotch. Nashville is actually really very blue. And so
really?
we just respond to where the requests are. So we reach a certain number of requests for help and cases, then it's like, okay, we've got to set up an office there just to respond to the needs, which is what we do. So we do it wherever we need to. And even Idaho, we have an office in Idaho. I never thought we'd need an office in Idaho, but unfortunately the request for help and, you know, from, some of the blue and I guess the blue blotches in Idaho is keeping us busy, and we have a great attorney there. But if people want to, you know, sign up to get our case updates, we have over 120 cases in active litigation, as you know, Joe, and it's really easy to do that. They just go to our website, pji.org, and they can sign up to get our free updates on our cases, usually like once a week. And if they want to support our work, they can do that. If they can become a monthly donor, if they become a monthly supporter at any amount, it's going to be matched dollar for dollar for the next 12 months. Thanks
wow.
to a generous challenge we got from a gentleman in Montana. So if they want to do that, they can do that on our website as well, pji.org.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it was George Soros that was going to help you out there. Sorry.
No, no, it's not George Soros. But yeah, you're right. Or an actor from Hollywood or no. But it's an exciting opportunity, and we're really grateful to him. But it's only maximized out if people, you know, step up and participate. And we still have lots of opportunity in that regard.
You know, so I got some good ones for you. I told you I was gonna do some rapid fire ones so we could have some fun with this, right?
Yeah.
And you know, a sheriff's office right now is under fire for performing. You ready for this one? 300 baptisms behind bars. Okay, so these are the you don't have to call them this. I will. These are the Freedom from Religion freaks. They're the Freedom from Religion Foundation out of Wisconsin, and they have this. They have these like little Google cars. They drive all over the country looking for ways to be offended or little crosses that they want to get rid of or what have you. So. Apparently, the Decatur County Sheriff, David Durant, he shared an end-of-the-year update for inmates and what was going on in his prison. And one of the comments was that he baptized over 300 people who gave their lives to Christ while behind bars. Now, you and I would rejoice over that because it wasn't like they were beat over the head and forced to do this. But they're going crazy. They want to sue him. They want him removed. Tell me, is he within his constitutional rights? Is there a problem with this?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. The easy way, of course, to make it no longer an issue would be for a state employee in that capacity to simply arrange for an outside ministry, a chaplain's group to come in and do that, and that's totally okay, just like you can have baptisms while people are in the military, but with the chaplain. You can have the same in prisons, and it's real important we have that because, you know, people are in prison, meaning that is where they live. They don't have the freedom to go to a church, talk to a priest or a rabbi or whatever. So that's a need element that needs to be met. And in fact, studies show that when that need element is met, we look to spiritual, religious need, particularly Christian needs are met in prisons, that there's a higher likelihood that those prisoners are not going to engage in recidivism and come back again and commit more crimes. It's not a guarantee, but it's definitely in the public interest. There is clearly a public interest there. So, if the gentleman doing this is doing it during off-work hours, once again, that's another element where, okay, it's not during his work time, then, you know, he could arguably be able to do that as well. This is not a difficult thing to get around, no matter what the facts are. Those prisoners have every right to have their needs met, and courts have recognized that in the past. In fact, we at Pacific Justice Institute have defended the ability for ministries to go into prisons and pass out tracts and other materials, religious books and tapes. So this is, I think there's a good chance that he will prevail. And if he doesn't, you just simply need to tweak a few minor things to get it fixed.
Well, yeah, I mean, to your point, I mean, I don't know, you know, again, I don't want to get all technical on you, but I would think a warden is probably on call 24/7. But even if he was standing there, he allowed that because, you know, part of their complaint is that they're using, you know, government-funded, equipment and what have you to do this. And you're sitting there saying to yourself, really, how deep are these people going to go? How, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how bad are they going to make it?
Yeah, now if he's supervising, well, there's nothing wrong with that. No more than a public school teacher supervising with kids praying around a flagpole at a public school.
Right.
That's protected. Maintaining order, that's a valid public interest. The only question would be if he was actually doing the immersion himself during his work time, during his paid time, and he was a warden and not a chaplain. I mean, but that's, I don't think that's what the facts actually are here. And using those facilities, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're meeting, as long as the prisoners are wanting this service, they're requesting it, then it's a matter of accommodation, not mandatory participation or even indoctrination.
Now, I don't know if you already know this. You probably do because you're a very learned man. But James Garfield, our president, actually performed baptisms on the weekends for his church and with his church when he was president.
Yes.
One could argue that, again, he's president 24/7, right?
Yeah, someone could argue that. But people do not surrender their First Amendment rights to the free exercise of religion just because they get elected or because they work for the government.
I agree. You know I do. I run into that all the time. All right, Joe Messina, your host. More with Brad Dinkins after the break. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Alec Baldwin is being formally charged with involuntary manslaughter in the deadly 2021 shooting on the film set of Rust in New Mexico. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed when Baldwin fired a prop gun loaded with a real bullet. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the person in charge of prop guns on the movie set, is also facing the same charges as Baldwin. The Santa Fe District Attorney filed those charges today. Embattled New York Congressman George Santos says he will not step down as investigations into his personal and campaign finances play out. However, a new poll from Newsday Siena College revealed 78% of Santos' constituents want him to resign.
He's a liar and a scammer and a criminal.
Meantime, Tuesday, Santos expressed confidence he will be cleared. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN, the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you tune in, make comment. Look, if you go to the website, joemessina.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, join the chat room. There's a lot happening up there. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. We're going over who's protecting your rights, your legal rights, if you even have them anymore, you know? Brad, thanks for being with me. You know, I was just thinking about something on our next story here. But you know, when you go into these places, it goes, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no whatever, no service, right? Well, can right. I say my religion, my belief system keeps me from wearing those things? I don't know. Maybe I can push it that way. I have no idea, you know? All right, so Colorado Baker loses his appeal over this transgender birth gig. This it's almost like a setup where they're doing this every place they can to push the legal limits to see what they can get away with, where they're going in now. Now, we had the baker that I don't want to say beat the system, but made sure his religious rights were upheld. He refused to make a cake for same-sex wedding. Now, this baker has said that he was asked to make a cake for somebody who's transitioning from male to female, and he refused to do it because it goes against, again, his religious belief. He doesn't believe it's something that should be celebrated. Talk to me. Can he win this?
Sure. Yeah, I think, I'm actually very confident in the end that he will win it. I think it's important to look at some of the facts. So it's not that they were buying a cake and they said, oh, by the way, we're going to use this for a transition celebration. No. They wanted the cake made with specific colors.
Yep.
To show that it, you know, this is for a transgender celebration, which to me it should be a time of great mourning. Looking at the statistics of, we won't go down that road, but the medical and psychological statistics of those who go down that path, it's yep. Heartbreaking. But anyway, they do that, and so that's what they're asking. They're asking him to use his skill of design and expression to create something and express something that goes against his convictions. And the Supreme Court in the past, has held that you can't compel a business when it to require some form of creative or artistic expression in any degree to have to create something with a meaning or expression that violates their belief. It's like a T-shirt company owned by, say Jewish people who have people who relatives of the Holocaust have strong convictions, a Nazi comes in and says, I want you making me Nazi T-shirts, they're saying, absolutely not. We can't do that. It violates our heart, our soul, to be able to do something like that. So the court recognizes the importance for respect and true tolerance. Those people who went in there, by the way, they weren't just wanting a cake. They could have gone somewhere else. They could have easily gotten a cake.
Yep.
Their attitude and the attitude of the radical LGBTQ is simple. It's intolerant. It's hate-filled. And I don't just say that flippantly. They want to silence and oppress anyone that doesn't agree with them. And whenever that attitude exists, that is extremely dangerous for a society that respects freedom and liberty for everyone. They don't want that for everyone. They want only for people who agree with their worldview, which is very extreme and very controversial and very counter to the Judeo-Christian fabric of America and even, some would argue, our Constitution.
Oh, totally agree. And you already know I totally agree with you. What I think is funny here is that they were stating that they wanted, there was nothing specific about a blue and pink frosting for the cake until the guy opened his mouth and said, this is to celebrate my transition from, female to male, or male to female, I'm sorry. And that's when everything went sideways. Now, the thing I think is funny here, if you think about this, is the court has already ruled, the Supreme Court's already ruled in this, have they not? These kind of things.
Oh, yeah. They've ruled that the general rule is that bakers and others with artistic expression occupations don't have to create something that violates their conviction. That's very different, mind you, than, once again, if he just simply was buying a generic cake and said, while he's paying for the cake, yeah, I'm going to use this for my whatever celebration. Okay, that's not requiring any expression. The only thing it requires is him to accept the money and give the cake. That's very, very different.
You and I would be irritated if this fella, wouldn't make the cake because it was a black couple or an Asian couple or a mixed race couple, because that's not the argument. That is true. Racism or bigotry, whatever you want to call it, hate.
Right. There's no issue of conscience there. There's no issue of religious conscience there. That's just an attitude of racism and discrimination. And the courts look at that very differently than individuals who have strong religious beliefs being bullied and said to be silenced and lose their business because of their faith. Totally different ball game. Now, this is a baker. He's lost it on the appellate court in Colorado. I want to remind people, though, that this is a state appellate court, which means it's not loaded with Trump appointees. Trump only got to appoint federal court judges. So this isn't the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals. This is the state court of Colorado State Court of Appeals. Very liberal. From here, it would be appealed to the state Supreme Court. And then, they're fairly liberal, too. So then it would then be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Straight up to Supreme Court. I believe, here's my prediction, I think they'll lose at the state Supreme Court level in Colorado because there's some usual activists there, lefties that dominate. And then I think it'll be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court, I think, will take it up, and I think they will have a smashing 6-3 decision in favor of the baker, saying, "Didn't you get our message before on this? Yeah, I know. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to see some great case law, true tolerance, true accommodation, true mutual respect. Which is not what the radical left and radical LGBTQ want, which is really a shame, because we really need to have a society that really wants mutual respect and tolerance for everyone. And this
this is going to go further than this, okay? So this is a transgender thing, okay? And he's refusing to do this. And I know that, like, in October, there's a coming out day, okay? There's a day of celebration in the LGBTQ community where they celebrate, kids, young people especially, coming out of the closet, if you would. And you're going to get to that. What's going to happen? What will happen if the same one, they come in and they say again, look, my son, we're having a coming out thing for my son. He's coming out as gay on Saturday. We're throwing a big party, yada, yada, yada. And the guy goes, yeah, you know what? I can't do that. That goes again. I mean, they could keep poking away and chipping away at this for quite some time, couldn't they?
Oh, yes. They could. And that's why it's so important that we aggressively take on these cases as they come up. One great thing I like about PJI, Pacific Justice Institute, is that we have those offices all across the country. We can take any serve they hand us, we can hit it and make it make sure it doesn't go past the plate, and no matter where we are in the United States now. So these cases are going to pop up, and we need to make sure we hit every single serve to make sure we have good case law precedent and that the bullies don't get away with it and cause intimidation and fear among business owners or people in school students or others.
Yeah, you got people that won't even open a business because they don't want to have to deal with all this garbage. They don't want to go through this stuff. All right. Here's another one that's, that shouldn't even be in the news. A police officer was forced to resign, 19-year-old Georgia police officer. He was pressured to quit his job after refusing to remove a personal Facebook post defending biblical marriage. So he's a Port, I guess, Wentworth police officer. And again, he explained that he made a Facebook post, was his own post on his own page. God designed marriage. Marriage refers to Christ and the church. That's why there's no such thing as homosexual marriage. Bang. Then they came after him. Does he have a case?
Right. Yes, he has a case. And, in fact, we have a case very similar to that in Iowa. A man who worked for a prison had a spotless record. But because 7 years ago he had a Bible study online, and on that Bible study he addressed all the sins that the Bible talked about, a need for forgiveness and a Savior, et cetera. Well, because one of those sins wasn't politically correct, you can guess what we're talking about. Anyway, he lost his job. And we stepped in. We're representing him. We filed a lawsuit. And the reason these are so important, we also have two teachers lose their job in Oregon, Grants Pass School District, because on their own time, on their own website, they talked and they said, as a matter of policy, they weren't talking about any school or school district. They said, as a matter of policy, teachers shouldn't hide things from parents. And because
that's not brain surgery. The last I checked,
right,
that wasn't brain surgery. Okay, we'll finish this up on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, people, don't go far. A lot more are coming up with Brad Dacus right after this.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Just, you know what? Be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you find out what's going on. You learn how to push back. You learn the right people to call to make things happen. And that's why when I say to you, I'm not joking, I bring the experts in. I don't have a clue. I'm like a bull in a china shop sometimes. So, I need to call the right people, too. I figure if you guys got the information you need, then you can go forward and make things happen. Brad Dacus is with me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate your time with me, Brad. And we were talking about this poor 19-year-old cop that was kind of forced to resign. In his words, basically, he said, you can either resign now or we're going to create a new department policy that if you see anything like this in the future, if it's not a Bible verse, but if it is your interpretation of Scripture, you'll be able to be fired. They're creating a hostile work environment for him, are they not?
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. And the point about this case, as well as the one out of Iowa and the two teachers in Oregon, they have something in common. It's all about the fact that it's nothing they did in the workplace, nothing they said in the workplace. It's what they said on their own private time as a private citizen from off the workplace. And this is really important because people don't understand that, in communist China, I get that. If you want to work for the government, you have to be for the Communist Party. You have to be for the opinion of the state. You cannot disagree with the state. But this is the United States of America, where people, because they work for the government, they do not surrender their ability to express themselves, practice their faith, express their faith. But that's exactly what the liberals and these activists are trying to do. They're trying to make people who work for the government in the United States like people who work for the government in Russia's Putin, Castro's Cuba, yep. Communist China. And we cannot allow that. And that's why we're aggressively litigating. Now, there is these issues. Now, there is one thing I'd like to point out, and that is simply this. And we'd love to represent people in these situations. But we do advise them, before they quit their job, to call us at Pacific Justice Institute to contact us. Because generally we advise them not to quit, but to force them to be fired. Because if they quit, we have two hurdles. You don't just have to prove that there was discrimination and harassment against them because of what they did on their own time expressing their faith. You have to show that they would have been quit, they would have been fired had they not quit. And sometimes the government will lie and say, oh, no, we never said that. Oh, we didn't say he absolutely had to. No, we would never have fired him. So it's better to force them to play their cards and to fire you. So that hurdle is already taken care of, and then we can move on and deal with their discriminatory actions and litigate a very decisive, cleanly cut case.
Right. And it is one of those things that I look at, and they do create. I mean, I've seen it happen in school districts where they, and now they may not do it on purpose, but, you know, when you look at it and you look at what they're doing, you know it's creating a hostile work environment for that person just trying to live their life out. Trying to live their religious life or what have you. It's not like they're running around. I mean, look, we have to put up, what is it, with the gay pride flag. And I say put up with because there's people who don't want it. And yet, God forbid, that anybody put up a Christian flag or something Christian-esque during the Christmas season even.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
That whole flag thing, just as you know, it's a tinge, you know. And it needs, and frankly, it needs to be fixed because, you know, I've seen more and more, as you know, that we talked about the blue line issue a couple of months ago. And I got a lot of emails from across the country that said, you know, we feel the same way you do. Why isn't it a free speech issue? Why isn't it this? And every state is different. Every state's education law is different. Every state's, you know, laws governing kids and schools and what have you. Are not the same, and it's going to make it tough for you, especially with offices all over the country.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's definitely there's a growing
challenges. Okay, so what is PJI got going on right now that's hot and we can help you with?
Yeah, I'd like to let people know. Like this morning, you know, we do a lot of litigation. We also do a lot of training and empowerment. So this morning, for 1 hour on Zoom, I had a Zoom presentation for over 100 Christian CEOs, and all about how they can live their faith constitutionally and legally in the workplace, how to protect themselves and ahead of time. And we provide this information all the time. And I encourage people to have business owners to go to our website. We have a training video on this, Faith in the Workplace, to really empower business owners to know exactly what they can do. And then, you know, seek their own conscience and calling as to what they should do.
Okay, now, I you know what? I think I told you that I've told my listeners before when I had my business, we had that in place. We made sure people knew it was a Christian organization. We weren't into the foul language and nasty posters and all that other stuff. And we did have a Bible study every week where I provided lunch, and there was a teaching and that kind of stuff. And we had people who weren't believers there, but they knew what was going on. They weren't blindsided and, frankly, would have absolutely no recourse should they go to court and say, you know, they tried to force me to be religious or whatever, because it wasn't taking place, you know. But you need to go to a guy like you. You need to go to your law firm to find out what you need to do to protect yourself, correct?
Absolutely. And that's what we're here to do that. You know, we had a great victory just recently, Joe, that I know people have been encouraged about. There's about 100 people, a little over 100 actually, on what I call medical death row. They have strong convictions against the controversial COVID vax. And so we're representing them because they're being denied the ability to get a critically needed organ simply because they're not vaxxed, and there's nothing medically to support that. In fact, medicine goes the other way on that issue of organ transplants. So, but I'm pleased to announce two people prevailed on this week and this last week, and it's a wonderful success. It was dealing with the Trinity, Trinity Medical Hospital, and they backed down, and those two individuals are going to get their critically needed organs to continue to live. These are life and death issues for these people, and we wanted to make sure that none of them die because of this radical activists that have taken over about 7% of our hospitals and denied people critically needed organ transplants.
Yeah, it's amazing how these loving, caring people who care for all of humanity all of a sudden don't. I mean, they don't see the hypocrisy of themselves and what they're putting out there. They don't want to see it, really, if you want to get down into it, you know. All right, freedom of speech question for you. A listener gave me this one. So North Dakota recently approved a bill that would make it a crime to have drag shows in front of children in public. Now, the person asked me, look, isn't this, as much as I don't want this, isn't this infringement on freedom of speech?
Interesting. So there is freedom of speech, but it's not absolute. Like, for example, child pornography is to be called speech, student speech, or young people, but it's not protected because there are compelling state reasons and to object to it, dealing with medical and health and psychological health and development of children. In the same way, we're dealing once again with children, dealing with drag queens, and providing questionable role models that bring complication to a form of gender of gender development in children. Yeah, people need to recognize, psychiatrists know this full well, a child when they're born, gender identity isn't something that is just pronounced, branded or something. It's a continual process of affirmation. That's why children who have a mom and a dad, for example, are less likely to statistically be into the LGBTQ category because they have healthy role models and hopefully healthy affirmation from their mom and dad in terms of their gender and gender identity. There's less complications. Children who are raised in a gay couple are more likely actually to be gay, even if they're not genetically or biologically related to either one. That's out of a University of Texas psychological study that was peer-reviewed extensively. So the bottom line is, it's a process, and we need, as a matter of society, we need to protect children in every way we can from being hurt or damaged in any of their development, whether it's physical, mental, psychological, and gender identity, and things that can infringe on that is a part of their development and something that needs to be taken very, very seriously. The stats of those who have gender identity dysphoria is terrible. Their suicide rate, their mortality rate, it's very, very alarming and something that should be taken seriously.
Well, I will tell you, and we should keep an eye on this thing, the LGBTQ advocates for the drag queen say that this discriminates against drag queen and drag performers, suppressing their freedom of speech, therefore suppressing their freedom of expression. So we'll see how this one works itself out. Okay, we only got about 20 seconds left. Tell people where they can help you out.
Yeah, they should just go to our website. And if they want to become a monthly supporter, it's going to be matched dollar for dollar. Just go to pji.org. pji.org.
All right, people. You got me for the next 2 hours. Okay, I'm going to go through this myself because this is irritating as heck. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.